every tongue in this place. Sweetie, I saw angels sitting in groups teaching them God's word. I saw a pool of water with little two and three-year-old children. They had pastel robes and sandals on. You could tell they were a boy by their face. You could tell they were a girl by their face. But their garments were beautiful, pastel like you've never seen. They were laying on their stomach, putting their hands in water. And a fish came up and stood in the air. It stood straight up. It was made out of solid gold, G-O-L-D, gold. The fish opened its mouth. And you guys are going to steal this idea, I guess. Opened its mouth, and out of its mouth came block letters floating in space. And when the letters came out, they sang music to the children that said, Jesus loves you. And they would grab the blocks, and the blocks would sing to them. Isn't that wonderful? And I looked over on the wall of the grass. The wall was growing out of hedges. Beautiful, beautiful. And there was all these little harps and violins and musical instruments that you'd never seen. Some of them looked kind of like ours. And one little boy was small. He looks at me, and then another little one. They run over and pick up the music, and they stand and play you a song all the way through on these instruments. And then I look at there's other nations and older children. And I said, Jesus, I mean, angels, this is beautiful. And that the angel of the Lord said to me, from the time of conception, that is an eternal soul. And if that baby is aborted or dies or gets killed as it's a young child or young child, he didn't give me an age limit. He said the angels of God carry their little soul to heaven, and they grow up in heaven. And if you live righteous, he said, in Christ Jesus, we'll be united with those children again someday. I read Annie Roundtree's books. Who's read her book, The Heavens Open? I'm promoting her book. Please get it. She went to heaven every day in 95, every day. She saw the same babies in heaven I saw. She saw them standing in a row without number before the throne of God. And there are trees in heaven of every spice on the earth. There's also Noah's Ark, a similarity to it in heaven, and all the animals in a certain part of heaven. It'd blow you away. Every memorial God did on the earth, there's a pattern of it in heaven. Anyway, let me tell you about the babies. They were dressed in beautiful garments, like I told you. And there's the throne of God. But it's like something is lifted up. And every little baby brings a leaf off of a forgiveness tree. And they lay it in front of the throne of God. They are forgiven, those that aborted them and murdered them. And they ask God to forgive them. And the arms of God come out of the cloud and pick every baby and put it up on his chest and kisses it. And there's thousands of them. Annie Roundtree is her name, A-N-N-A, Roundtree. The Heavens Open. And her other book is The Priestly Bride. Talk about mysteries. Half of her book is scriptures. And her husband was from Harvard University, a retired pastor's wife. She was taken to heaven every day in 95. She was prepared to go before the throne, and she became God's secretary.